a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go.
That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Just a whole pack. Listen, we're at the point now where college football is upon us. The NFL is almost upon us. And it's like you don't know what to do with your hands, you know? You're like, I'm standing here. What do I do with my hands now that everything starts getting...
You don't know what to do with your hands.
I just mean like we're standing here and we're going, oh, man, so what do I do here? This is...
I wonder what Hans does with his hands.
What Hans does with his hands.
Hans does with his hands.
We're excited about college football. We're excited about pro football to start up, obviously. So as we get things going here, Scott, it's that time of the show where we like to fire this thing up and get the two-minute drill going. Explain the two-minute drill for those who may not be familiar with what a two-minute drill is, Scott, here.
Well, briefly, let's just listen to that music because it just gets you inspired.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
All right, well, here's what you do late in a football game. You got to go down the field, kick a field goal, score a touchdown, don't have a lot of time. So you hurry our show the same way. Still have a lot to talk about, but not a lot of time. So we talk a little bit about a lot of things. Hurry up. Finish show, go home with a participation trophy because everyone gets a trophy these days, along with a plethora of desserts, which include chocolate souffle, flan from Spain, key lime pie from Florida, gelato from Italy, baklava from that old great country of Greece.
Still on the lookout for the whorehound candy. Still haven't found any.
And nothing from Sam Farnsworth because his is disgusting.
Yeah. First things up on the old two-minute drill here, Scott. I was going to...
I was having a good day until he said whorehound, by the way.
It's a family program. We can't say those types of cuss words on there. I wanted to bring this this up, our two-minute drill. Ozzie Guillen was on the White Sox talk show on NBC there in Chicago. And, of course, he's Ozzie Guillen played for a lot of teams, but did a good stretch, of course, with the White Sox. And he was on TV describing that when he was in the organization, and Michael Jordan was also in the organization for that brief amount of time as a White Sox. And he explained that Michael Jordan, on a road trip where they were on a bus, they ran. Apparently, I thought this was weird. He goes, the bus ran out of beer. That already sounds strange.
This is baseball.
But you've described to me, you know, when you guys got on the plane,
oh, yeah,
everyone wanted to sit by you because you weren't going to drink your beer, so you'd hand it out. So the same kind of thing, I guess, was happening on a charter bus for the White Sox in the mid-90s.
So this is the actual White Sox.
This is the White Sox.
Oh, yeah. If it was the minor league club, that's something else. But to not have beer on the bus for
really?
The majors? Oh, yeah.
Well, here's what
that's a cardinal sin
so
right there.
Ozzie Guillen, basically, when the bus stopped and the bus had run out of beer, he forced three rookies One of which was, of course, Michael Jordan to go and buy beers at a local gas station. Now, I love the part of the story. It was totally run over, the part of the story where Michael Jordan has to be in a convenience store going, I'll take these cases.
Can we see some ID, please?
Well, not just that. You know there's a store guy. You know that there's a convenience store guy who goes, I knew it. Ozzie Guillen told the story. I swear I told my friends. I saw Michael Jordan came in and bought a bunch of beer for a bunch of minor league players, and he was like, no way. Or for a bunch of major league baseball
players. Nobody had a phone.
No.
Right?
No one's, you're no not going to take a
phone
picture.
To take
no.
a picture of this.
So Ozzie Guillen described the whole thing, and this is what he said on the show here as well.
I just like that you told Michael Jordan to go buy some beer.
He's a rookie guy. I was a trainer, like, he was a superstar back in a basketball court in the White Sox. I was a captain. Besides me, I got Roy Ventura protecting me. He said, send him. And we did. You know, we playing cards. Yeah. And that's the only guy who smoked cigars inside the bus.
There you go. A little peek into the... Michael Jordan smoking a cigar on
Ventura,
the bus.
I got Robin Ventura backing me up.
Right. Go get it, rookie. He's a rookie guy. I just love that idea of Michael Jordan being... look, and I bet he... Well, he said he brought it back to the, and he goes, and he threw him in his lap. Goes, there's your beers, you know. But then it got back to the club owner, or the general manager, and the general manager comes out and goes, Ozzie, you can't send Michael Jordan to buy beers off the bus. You're making us look bad to make one of the great athletes of all time. He goes, dude, why don't you make sure your bus doesn't run out of beer? A great story years later comes
that's
out.
That's awesome.
Right?
That does not make you look bad. It's like, and good for Michael Jordan for just going, I'll go get the beer. I'll be a rookie.
Well, the best part is the other two rookies who are with him are like, Michael Jordan's my beer was. And then he said it was actually Michael Jordan who paid for it, too. The other two guys he didn't make pay for it. I was like, okay, thankfully. I love this. At Kentucky, right now, I had no idea this was going on.
Oh, this is awesome.
Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops on John Calipari saying that this is a basketball school. Apparently, there's a little bit of a back and forth here because John Calipari called the university a quote basketball school. Stoops responded with a basketball school. I thought we competed in the SEC, and he starts going back and forth. And I guess that they said. And John Calipari, so he goes to a press conference and he goes, when you start talking about my programs and others and we compete against, I don't do that, Stoops said. I stay in my lane. So that's in defense of my players, in defense of the work that we've done and believe me, I want to continue to push. But don't demean or distract from the hard work that our kids have done to get to this point. I'm not going to apologize for that, and I will not.
Well, he shouldn't because he's right. I mean, look, Kentucky is a basketball school. Come on, it's a basketball school.
Well, no, the football coach is the one who's saying that he's not going to apologize, right?
Right. So here's the thing. Here's the thing with Mark Stoops, okay? And he doesn't realize this. The SEC basically has paid a lot of money to Kentucky to be average. Kentucky's like one of those non-conference games that you play in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's like it's a team you pay here. We're going to give you $1 million to come play us every year. That's what Kentucky. That's what Vanderbilt is. That's what half of the SEC is. They're not. It's not a football conference.
So,
it's an Alabama Georgia conference.
Right. That's actually, you know what?
It is.
Jimbo Fisher are like, what about us?
Look, well, because God is at Alabama. He's not. You made that clear before,
right?
It'll change, though, okay? LSU, somewhere LSU
periodically
will
they win,
climb
yeah.
up the mountain. Florida will climb up the mountain sometimes. Yeah. Tennessee probably might be on its way back up the mountain for a brief period of time. But Georgia and Alabama, that is the SEC conference.
Well, that's what I was going to say is that – so Mark Stoops is not even taking a call from John Calipari now. And the athletic department is like, we – sincerely like hope that our coaches can, you know, figure this out. They're both very talented men, blah 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 blah, but the reality is that you don't have beef between a head football coach and a head basketball coach at universities ever.
No.
They're like, this is unprecedented, we've never seen this. So Mark Stoops is pouting and John Calipari goes, I shouldn't have said that, we shouldn't compare programs, you know, like he wasn't saying it's a slight Mark.
No. He's
but
just kind of speaking like, truthfully.
But again, like, this is what you always talk about, where it's like, find a way to have a chip on your shoulder about anything. if you want to tell your team, dude, we don't even get respect in our own university. Like, that might be the ultimate way of, like, pumping yourself up, right? Like,
well, yeah, and they should have a chip on their shoulder because there's a lot to be chippy about. I mean, really. I mean,
it is a basketball school,
it
kids.
It is. It's been that way for eons of time.
They've competed, and they've done a good job, but Stoops said he's not going to let bickering derail the program as it prepares to open up against Miami.
Ohio.
Can I tell a personal story?
Indulge yourself, would
you? Because it relates to the University of Kentucky. So I'm playing for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Uh-huh.
We have a training camp in Georgetown, which is right next to where the University of Kentucky is.
Right.
In Lexington.
Didn't you live in Kentucky, too?
I lived in Kentucky, yeah, which is basically part of Cincinnati. Uh-huh. Anyways, some of the players on the team have a Saturday night off, so they go into Lexington, and they end up in a bar. And they end up in the bar with a bunch of Kentucky football players.
Yeah.
And so they start, like, jawing at each other.
NFL guys and the Kentucky guys?
And the Kentucky
Come
football.
On.
And the NFL guys end up getting, like, the crap kicked out of them.
Really?
And I'm like, man, I knew I was on a bad team. When this is Kentucky, that's a basketball school. Their football players are beating up our players who are pros.
Was it the kind of thing where it was like a couple cornerbacks trying to take on a couple
linebackers?
Unfortunately,
no, it wasn't.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, you should never tell a soul that happened, ever.
But when I'm hosting a radio show in 20 years, I'm going to tell everybody. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I knew the Bengals were bad then. College kids.
You know, I've heard a lot of your stories. That's one of the better ones. I love that. All right.
Hey, and I wasn't with them. Just so you know.
You weren't.
I was not with them.
It doesn't seem like your scene anyway. All right. Take the break here. We'll come back. More to go around the corner on the old two-minute drill here. Two-minute drill, as always, brought to you by Jerry Seiner Cadillac. Shop your way. Get a piece of luxury that you deserve. Stop by. Test drive a Jerry Seiner Cadillac today. All right. Taking a break, coming back, more to go around the corner. Unravel continues.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.